Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
A website called Society of Rock is currently going viral because they put a piece together where they collected the most overplayed songs of all time.
All right.
I'm sure we've never heard of any of these songs.
Okay.
In the article, they say, quote, rock music has its iconic tunes that once ruled the airwaves, but let's be real. Some of them have been played so much that they've lost their magic.
Oh, but I do feel like there are some overplayed songs that still, whenever I hear them, I still kind of, it triggers an emotional response. I'm like, I remember when I first heard that song, so
sure.
I still like it. But then on the flip side, there are some where I'm like, you know, there are other Red Hot Chili Peppers songs.
For sure.
Yeah. So I want to put you guys to the test.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the list. I grabbed a couple. I cherry-picked a couple of them. And I said, I'm going to grab a random sound from the song. And then you'll have to guess the song. And then we'll see whether or not you think it's been overplayed or not.
I'm excited.
So it could be just like a random guitar part. It could be a random vocal part.
But, I'm excited.
All right. So this was what they consider to be the number one most overplayed song in rock music. Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Oh,
it's Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Easy.
See, this is my example of, yes, I've heard this song way too much. When I listen to Nevermind, more often than not, I skip past this song. But when I hear it every once in a while, it does kind of bring me back to being in high school. And I'm like, oh, I do remember that moment when I first heard it and fell in love with this record.
Well, it's funny for me because like at work we play it and I'm like, I kind of just tune it out when I'm at work. But it's funny, like if I'm at a bar and it comes on, I'm like, yes, Nirvana in Seattle. I still get excited.
Or like I think it was at one of your emo nights. I think you guys played it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like listening to it for the first time again because everybody's having a good time just running around and moshing to the song.
Fun fact, I only play that in Seattle. I don't play that in any other market that I do.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's the next one. This was picked as the number two most overplayed song.
No! Oh, is that Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yep, they said this karaoke favorite has lived 1,000 lives. But maybe it's time to retire the Galileo sing-alongs.
I mean, I am guilty of karaokeing this song from time to time when I've had just enough to drink.
Do you remember when you first discovered this song?
Honestly, I feel like it had probably been around, but it was really Wayne's World that like solidified it for me. I did not have this on my radar as much before then.
I didn't even know this song existed until the car scene from Wayne's World.
Oh.
All right, this one was picked as the number five most overplayed song. Let's see if you can figure out what it is based on the sound that I'm playing. Ready?
Oh.
Danny?
I know it, but I can't think of the name.
I know Taryn knows it.
Back in Black.
Yes.
Arguably one of the best comeback albums of all time.
I know, they lose their lead singer. What the hell are we going to do? We get this different guy who does not sound like Bon Scott. Let's get in the studio. Let's record. Let's introduce the world to Brian Johnson, and that's the freaking song.
And then let's overplay it for 50 years.
I still dig it. All right,
it's
this
so
one,
great.
Number six, most overplayed rock song of all time.
Is that Guns N' Roses?
I like the article said, overplayed at weddings. I've never heard this song at a wedding.
I don't know.
Proms. I was never invited to a prom. And beyond.
You didn't play this at your wedding?
No, we didn't, shockingly. Why would it, why is that so popular at weddings?
Like, I don't think it is. I think they have been, maybe the weddings back in the, you know, late 80s.
All right, this one was picked as the number 7 most overplayed rock song. So far, I feel like they're making a pretty good playlist, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready? Oh, Van Halen. Honestly, I think I was like last year's year old when I found out about this song. I'd never heard this before until Eddie Van Halen died. And then I was like, oh.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I never listened to Van Halen once in my life. And then I was like, oh, I kind of like the song.
The funny thing is, I remember looking back and talking to people who are old school Van Halen fans and how there was like a massive backlash because that song, they're known for being a guitar rock band with one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And they put out a single that's very synth driven. That was the first song I ever heard of by Van Halen when I was a kid. So to me, that was how I first discovered and fell in love with Van Halen. So to me, Jump is a freaking awesome song still.
I agree.
Should we do a couple more?
Sure.
All right, how about this one?
Oh, that's In the Air Tonight.
Only know this one because of The Hangover.
Yeah.
Great scene, too.
Thank you, Mike Tyson. Yeah.
All right, one last one. Are you ready? Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Never gets old, either.
Now, this is a song you play at a wedding.
Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Earlier this week, I was sharing a story about how the cops just rolled up to my house the other day, saying that they got a series of phone calls from my husband's phone, even though he was nowhere near his phone. His phone was in the house. He was outside. So we ended up getting some texts about this because it turns out we're not the only ones who this has happened to.
Yeah, someone texted and said, some people are saying it's like a form of like swatting that people, I don't understand what that's all about, but somebody I guess got pissed, someone said that, someone got pissed off at my kid. He was online playing video games and the guy who was in Nevada called 911 from a phone that was pinging at my house claiming that he was locked in my basement. So at midnight, seven cop cars, all in SWAT gear showed up to our house with AKs going to break down my door. It was very jarring, the absolute worst, especially when you're naked in bed and somebody's trying to break down your door.
Oh, no.
So do you think somebody maybe doesn't like you guys and decided, you know what, they figured out a way to get the cops to show up?
I mean, it sounds like that could very well be it, you know, get a little prank action.
Because a lot of people were thinking, does he have like an Apple Watch? But neither one of you are Apple users. So
we're like, also not cool enough to have a smartwatch.
Oh, okay.
We don't have one.
Well, that answered that question. And somebody also said my son's phone also would do phantom calls to 911. So I don't know. Is this a thing?
It was so weird because we were sitting there with the police officer and we opened up his phone and looked at his outgoing calls and there was nothing to 911. So
another person said my phone weirdly called 911 once. The operator said that they needed to send somebody over to check on us. I said I was driving on the interstate.
Come on over.
Weird.
I'm not home.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
So have you talked about it earlier this week. Have you figured it out?
No. And we've heard there's been no other cop arrivals at my house. Like, I think it was just this one fluke thing on a sunny afternoon.
I mean, your stepson was in town. Maybe he was pranking you guys.
He was.
He's like, you know what? I'm not a fan of this new mom.
She's the worst.
Dad, I'm going to show you. None of it.
But it was very exciting for my 5-year-old son to have, you know, a sheriff at our house.
Oh, dude.
He was pumped.
I can only imagine, because Tatum just recently had the cops come to our school for educational purposes.
Yes.
Yeah. What was Tatum doing, Steve? Yeah, she's got this new business where she's selling some, you know, herbal teas. Oh, let's just, no. And she thought it was the coolest thing, because she got like a little police hat and a little sticker. So if a cop showed up to our house, I think she would be very fired up.
It is a very exciting thing for a small child. So has anything like this ever happened to you? Obviously, we've gotten some texts about it, but we want to hear if anyone has ever dealt with a similar situation to what we experienced, or just in general, why were the cops called to your house? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you ever been swatted by 911 calls? Has your phone ever made phantom calls to the police? If you've ever dealt with something like this, like my husband and I just did, call in now, 206-803-ROCK. Or just, why were the cops called to your house?
Yeah.
We want to hear the story, 206-803-ROCK. Now, you guys asked me if I had Apple Watches.
Right.
We don't, but someone on hold does. But first, let's talk to Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, why did the cops get called to your house?
So, this is back when I was like 15, 16 years old, and it was super late at night. I was in my bedroom cleaning my paintball gun, because I was doing some oddball stuff, but my mom yells, "Chris, there's people in the yard with flashlights." So I was like, huh, it must be the neighbors. They're drunk, running around.
Uh-huh.
I'll go take a look. You know, because they have property behind us,
okay,
and they have bonfires out there. I figured they were just stumbling home. So I go into the living room where my mom's at, and I got my paintball gun in my hand. And I turn the corner to look at to walk towards the door, and next thing I know, I look, and there's a gun pointed at me, and then officers start yelling, "Drop the weapon! Put the gun down!" And they bust through the door, hold me to the ground. My mom's yelling. My dad wakes up out of a cold sleep in his underwear and runs out into the living room. No one knows what's going on. Apparently, somebody had robbed the convenience store in my hometown, and they said they followed bicycle tracks to the backside of my property, and they needed to see my bicycle.
Did you show them your bicycle?
Well, yes. So this is the middle of winter. I went into my backyard, pulled my bicycle out of the snowbank that it was sitting in, and they looked at it. I don't know why they looked at it, but they then examined it to try to see if the tracks matched, like I was just going to hide it in a snowbank, and then went on their merry way. And yeah, that was my
that's crazy
altercation with the police at the house.
Do you know if they ever caught the person that actually did rob the convenience store?
No, they did not.
Did they ever take you up on an impromptu game of paintball, though?
206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Tacoma, tell us about the time that the cops were called to your house.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, so a while back, I was gifted a Apple Watch, you know, and that's amazing. I thought it was cool, really neat little toy. So I'm wearing it, and one night, the wife and I are, you know, being a little intimate, and what I did not know is it has this feature that should your wrist be bent a certain way and press one side of it for an extended period of time, it will automatically call the police. It made an emergency call, and I very quickly realized what was happening and shut it off. But the police are obligated to call you back when that happens.
Right.
And so I had to stop, you know, what we were doing and explain that to the police.
And the cop's like, "Sir, why is there a woman yelling, 'Oh, God,' in the background?"
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Is there a woman yelling, "Choke me"? We need to show up. I don't know. I'm not here to king shame.
So the Apple Watch is already in dress.
Was he wearing it to track his heart rate while he's making love? Or like how many steps he gets in? Babe, I get more steps doing this than I do at the gym.
It can be a pretty good workout.
Yeah. Never thought to wear an Apple Watch while you're doing that. It could be a mood killer.
206-803-ROCK. Were you ever swatted by 911 calls? Did your phone make, you know, phantom calls to the cops? Or just, why did the cops show up in general?
I don't know if I ever told you the story of the time when I was living in Seattle in Wallingford. I had an apartment. I was living with a then girlfriend at the time. Like, she just moved in. And this was the moment where I realized I got to get out of this relationship, because I show up to my house and my apartment, and there are cops.
What was your
they're all outside, and then I'm like, oh, it must be for one of the neighbors. I get into my apartment. The cops are in my house or in my apartment. And I'm just like, what's going on? And they're like, the woman who lives here called because she believes that there are people spying on you guys in your bathroom. So we came here to look at like the little like, you know, like the little vent thing that's up above in your bathroom. Because she was having a moment. She did too many drugs in her life. And she was a big fan of, at the time, ecstasy. This is like forever ago. And I think she was just doing it more than I knew about. And she just had this moment of pure like paranoia and called the cops. And they're like, dude, we checked everything. There's no cameras. There's not even any signs of the cameras. And I'm like, yeah, no. Don't know what to tell you other than I'm very sorry that you guys showed up. And that was like, that was the telltale sign that this relationship needs to end.
How much longer did you cohabitate with this woman before the relationship ended?
Well, I mean, she was really attractive. So like 8 or 9 more months.
No,
but
oh, no. Just saddle up for some fun. 206-803-ROCK. Danny, you're in Port Hadlock. Tell us about the time the cops were called.
Oh, they came to, they walked into the house. My wife was really like 8 and a half months pregnant. She's taking a nap. And there was a stolen boat that was just an old piece of junk that some brothers had a problem about. But it was on the adjoining property to mine. And so the police come, the sheriff comes walking into the house, wakes up my wife out of bed, and she says, what the heck's going on here? And they told her, hey, we're asking the questions here. What about that stolen boat in your backyard? And she's like, there's no stolen boat in our backyard. So, yeah.
We don't even own a boat.
Yeah, two deputies just marched into the house while she was sleeping. And I don't know why for the life of me. It was like 26 years ago, almost 27 years ago. And we should have sued them, you know, but, yeah, we don't do that.
Well, and also, I mean, pregnant or not, that's got to be kind of unnerving. But when you're pregnant, that kind of has to be extra unnerving.
Absolutely. And, I mean, messing with a pregnant woman like that at 8 and a half months pregnant, like, that's a risky thing.
Or maybe she was still in the boat. She was like the pregnant bandit. I don't know.
The Daily Mix Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.